Thank you very much, Birgit, on this on enlightening us on some of these issues and matters. I must say that as an NGRIs as well, we are part of the civic space. In a way or another, we as well present our reports, our messages through the online more and more now. But on the other hand, we are subject of the same, you know, let's say, if not hate speech, let's say in proper language. So sometimes I feel that when these issues come up with respect to the civic space and to protecting the civic space, we as well, because we have suffered in a certain way or in another some issues from this you know, big freedom that people consider that internet is, probably as well we are a little bit judgmental sometimes. We need to, we as well say, oh, this has to put an end. People cannot be, cannot say everything that they want, etc. So it's very important that in this report that you are presenting, this can as well help us to serve as a guideline of how effectively we as well can implement and can safeguard the civic space in order to really see where and how we can work for the benefits of the people and then of course of the civil space. So getting into another issue which is absolutely of paramount importance is this massive surveillance, how the surveillance technologies, how the big companies can in a way or in another shrink this civic space or try to get information and use to the benefit of other actors. So from this point of view, we would like to have the opinion of Mr. Smart, as I earlier introduced him. So the exact question is, what is the role that NGRI can play in the development of a stronger legal framework regarding the surveillance technologies? Many impacts of technology are transboundary, and this is an, yet another challenge. And how we can work on this topic in order to empower ourselves to do our job better.